Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Welcome back. It is a midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Lot to discuss. We'll get back to everyone's phone calls on the Phillies because everyone is angry today. But one thing here we're happy about is to participate in the Eagles Radiothon. And joining us in studio, as she did yesterday, is Ryan Hammond from the Eagles Autism Foundation to tell us how the bidding is going. And Ryan, it seems like some of these are jumping today.
People are really enthusiastic. And I will say, right, there's a direct correlation with our players and our executives that are calling in. Howie has done a great job. Mm-hmm. He did really great on his call. He is now up to over $19,000.
I'm sure that'll make him happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am going to, after this, send him the fist pump emoji. It's going to be great. Yeah.
He's really competitive.
You could feel that. Yeah, you could feel even this morning when he was on, like, hey, we won the Super Bowl. Like, this should be bigger than it was last year.
Yes. He had some, you know, fun items come to training camp. He just starts throwing things in. He gets very much into it.
All right, so everyone out there can bid. Text midday to 53209 to make a donation. There's also the T-shirt designed by Cooper DeGene and Reed Blankenship, which is a $30 donation for the purchase. And if you only have so much to bid or to donate, that would be a great way to do it, by the T-shirt. But there's also all these experiences. Hugh, ours, the one we're going to be able to go to someone's home or business, that one is jumping too. So
yes, and it needs to jump. We need to beat everybody. Hey, listen.
We need to win among the shows. It's important.
Everybody.
To us.
I don't know if y'all seen the movie Baby Boy, right? But Ving Rhames was in the kitchen cooking bacon in the movie. If you make the bid jump, I will be in your kitchen cooking like Ving Rhames some bacon.
So okay, so if we
were adding cooking to the experience.
Well, I'm going in the refrigerator.
Okay.
And I'm cooking some bacon. I probably oversold. I'm not gonna be cooking like Ving Rhames because I'm sure nobody caught what Ving Rhames was in the kitchen cooking naked. So y'all didn't catch that part.
Yeah,
but I'm not gonna do that.
You're gonna be clothed.
I'm putting some clothes.
Hopefully the bidder didn't catch
keep
that.
Keep it PG. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Keep it.
All right, so if we
don't play video games, because that's actually a separate item, Hugh.
Yes, I gotta
tell people about it.
Yeah, listen. You can come here to the station. They got a big TV back there. We're going to hook up some video games. We're going to play video games and have a blast. I don't know what that bid is at right now, but it needs to do better than whatever it's doing. It's going to be a fun time because I'm going to even get Joe to play.
I'll play, sure.
Oh,
and
maybe Angry Kyle.
Howie, throwing adding value to these experiences in real time.
We just make it up as we go along.
We need to do better than $600, y'all.
Yes. Yeah, honestly.
We need, and if you throw it, listen. Come play video games. I'll throw some bacon in there, too. Make some bacon in the kitchen.
We have a kitchen here?
No.
Okay.
You might need to bring it in the Tupperware.
Microwave.
Okay, we could do that. All right. So, Ryan, this closes today at 5 p.m. So, as someone who's done this for many years, you see how the bids go. What would your advice be to maybe someone out there is like, I'll do it this afternoon?
Yeah, so there's definitely people watching, right? But I do encourage you to get on the website to register as a bidder, because when the time comes around 4, you see the enthusiasm rising. People start putting
the snipers.
They are.
They call
them
snipers.
It's like sharks in the water, right? People start bidding. So you want to be prepared. you want to have your account set up so you're able to just fire in your bids. We have a max bid option. If you don't want to keep chasing your item, it'll bid automatically for you if you set a threshold. So it's a really user-friendly way to get involved. And there's hundreds and hundreds of people out there registered right now, but we definitely would love to see more engagement. And the last 5 minutes of this is unbelievable. I would say last year, I mean, we're talking like a $100,000 jump in 5 minutes. You're seeing it in real time. And it's exciting because we have all these incredible items. You have these player experiences, which we spent a lot of time talking about in the past 2 days. But these other game experiences, once in a lifetime, imagine running out of the tunnel with the team.
That's
awesome. So you're in there, it's dark, there's lights, there's music, there's a little fog, and then you're just taking off out of the tunnel running with the team. Like, that's something, it's once in a lifetime. Or being an equipment assistant. Greg Delmetros, shout out to Greg, best equipment manager ever. He runs a really tight ship, everything's super organized. He'll dress you up in the gear. You will be running errands, getting Gatorade for players, maybe soup if it's cold. But those are the type of experiences you just can't make up, and it's really because of the Eagles organization and everyone's enthusiasm to support. So.
No question about that, man. I just think about some of these different things and some of the ways that the people can get involved. And it at this point, what the Eagles have done with the Autism Foundation and everything is way beyond football. And when you talk about the things that they're doing, how they're employing kids that have autism and everything like that, is way beyond football. And they've done how much money have they raised so far?
We've raised over $40 million since 2018.
Every year, the number just blows me away.
It does, yeah. And so, like, this year was huge, right? We raised over $10 million. So to go from a milestone of $30 million last year and to jump to $40 this year was just incredible. And with this being Jeffrey Lurie's priority, it really has created this authenticity in the organization to support this cause. And, you know, you all watch Eagles games. You see in the end zone, it says Eagles Autism Foundation. So the most important part of the game is when you're seeing how important this cause is to this community. And it just reinforces that collectively across everyone. So that's why you have so many players excited about their experiences. So many, you know, you have Coach, you have Howie. Jeffrey has the championship moment in there. You can be with him when he holds that trophy up and drops the banner on Thursday night. But the opportunities are endless. And then again, for people who just want to feel a part of this community, the t-shirt is a great option. It's a $30 donation. It's exciting, I like to say, with, you know, Cooper and Reed, and they were awesome with giving, you know, the opportunity to make that for us this year.
EaglesRadiothon.com to get your bids in. Ryan, thank you for hopping in, and we'll talk to you probably in a little bit for another update.
There we go. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much. EaglesRadiothon.com. Yeah, Hugh, I think you adding the fact that you'll cook at someone's house is really good.
Like Ving Rhames did in Baby Boy.
Yeah, you're
I'm not going to do that.
Don't do that one.
But I would definitely cook at your house. Because I'm going to act like, listen.
Like it's your house.
It's kind of like the vampire thing. You invite me into your crib, I'm a part of the family now.
Yeah, well, I think that might actually be a selling point for it. All right, so hop on EaglesRadiothon.com and continue to bet. All right, let's get back to everyone's phone calls here. Your reaction. The Phillies, of course, use clues as well. Hugh, was that first clue today? Because we got tickets to give away. DeSean Jackson, Michael Vick at the link. Their teams facing off. Norfolk State, Delaware State, October 30th. Pair of tickets. First clue for Hugh's clues?
This person was popular in the 90s.
This person popular in the 90s. Okay. Let's go to Nancy in Princeton, who's up talking about fault this week for the Phillies. What's up, Nancy?
Hey, Joe. So, yeah, it's 100% your fault.
Okay.
I can't even believe that's a Twitter question or a poll. It's your fault.
So I'm to blame for the team playing the way they did?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
You don't ever jinx. Really?
You're entitled to your opinion, and I know a lot of people feel the same way as you do. Nancy, do you think this series would have went different if I was just off on Monday?
I think that if you didn't make that prediction, that we would have won all three games.
Okay.
That's how strongly I'm
feeling. Well, now you're making me feel terrible about it, because I cost the Phillies three games in the standings.
You did. It had nothing to do with them. It was all you.
Okay. Well,
so,
yeah,
I feel bad.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I feel embarrassed. I feel bad. All those things. All right, Nancy, what's your guess? Use clues. What are you thinking today?
Well, the only thing I can think, I don't think this is it, but I just want to make one other comment. I don't know how the Phillies possibly going to win in the World Series if they can't beat the Mets. And it was an important series, but it wasn't the series. I just don't see it happening.
It's hard to believe today, Nancy. It is. I mean, as many good moments as they've had this year, they have moments like the last three nights where you watch them and you're like, how are they going to win three or four straight critical series against the best teams? It is hard to imagine today.
Yeah, under a lot of pressure. Yeah. I just unfortunately don't think it's going to happen. Anyway, I was thinking Kurt Cobain.
Kurt Cobain, that was a pretty good guess.
That's a good one.
That's
Nancy,
a really
not
good
it.
Guess. I like how Nancy doesn't keep me in a box. She's like Kurt Cobain. Nobody would have. That was a really good guess.
Even though she blamed me for all three losses, I do like her as a caller. I mean, I like how she said they would have not only would they have not gotten swept if I didn't say what I said on Monday, they would have swept the Mets. Yeah.
I don't know about that.
It's a big swing.
It's a huge swing.
No, but I respect her the way that she feels, but no, I don't know about that.
Yeah. So I cost the Phillies the division potentially? Is that where we're going to go with this?
Apparently.
Okay. I'm just trying to gauge the temperature, everyone. Will in the Northeast is up. Hey, Will.
Will's not ready.
But you know what? You know what Will was doing there? He was workshopping his Hughes Clues guest.
I think that was his radio, first of all.
Oh, you think that's how you heard Kurt Cobain? Was Hughes saying it?
Will's a veteran. That's a shame.
It's a bad job, yeah. All right, let's talk to Scott in Abington. What's up, Scott?
Hey, guys. You know, Joe, as much as I like to, give you the business during the season for getting Hurts wrong every week, I don't think this is your fault this time, so I'm going to cut you some slack.
All right, at least someone out there is, Scott, because a lot of people think it's my fault that this whole thing has gone belly up here.
No. There's one reason why it is the way it is, and that is that these guys have no heart. They have literally no heart. I mean, they don't do the little things. They don't stay focused, and they just let this stuff get away from them like they don't care. And this is the reason why there are a lot of people who – you know, really don't like baseball because of what it's become. You know, you have these, you know, these guys get these guaranteed contracts. They're getting their paychecks regardless. They don't have to prove themselves on a regular basis. So they're not held at some standard where they have to constantly try, just like, you know, with Cooper, you know, and with what Howie said, you know, he's got to prove it now in the game in order to stay on the team.
Right.
This doesn't happen with these guys. So when they live in this culture where it doesn't matter, they're going to get paid, and you know Schwarber's going to get another big contract regardless of how bad he plays in New York, it doesn't matter to these guys. And baseball has been guilty of this for the longest time, and this is just an example of how these guys, you know, they act like they care, but they don't. If they had one-tenth of the heart that their fan base does, this would be a completely different situation.
Yeah, something is missing from them. And Scott, I do think they care, but maybe not to the level that it just they don't show it enough. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. I'm not in their hearts, but I just need to see it that it bothers them. And it felt like last night in this whole series, it doesn't bother them even close to how much it bothers us. Scott, what do you got for us? Your guess for Hughes Clues?
I'm going to say that guy Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton's a big name from the 90s. Scott, appreciate that. Clue number one, a big name from the 90s. No, it's not Bill Clinton, but he's a great guess. Yeah, I can't fully say it's because they make a lot of money. I mean, they all make a lot of money.
Yeah, they do.
Shohei Ohtani got $700 million, and he went out there and won the MVP in the World Series last year. Juan Soto, who's on the other side of this, just got like close to $800 million. And like, they're all rich. They're all baseball players that when they get their second contract or their first real one, are rich beyond belief. Some guys keep playing great and fight for championships, and some guys don't care. I don't think it's so much they don't care. I think they're flawed, and I think part of the issue is, and I'll put this on Topper. This is not in the game stuff. I do think they take on the personnel of their manager like, oh, we'll get him tomorrow. Topper's very laid back.
They didn't look like they cared last night.
Last night it didn't.
No. They were trying to get the hell out of there. If that guy had 50-something pitches in the seventh inning, what are we doing?
You know the getaway day in when it's like a day game? It was a getaway day. Let's get the hell out of here and get back and play the Braves. 215.
Not funny. 5-9.
It's not funny.
No, I was just laughing at the irony of how y'all described it. That's all. I'm not laughing. Like, when I chuckle, it's not a chuckling, like, ha-ha, hee-hee.
No, I didn't like your tone to start the show.
I tried to save y'all. Tried to save.
Here we go. I told you so, Douglas.
Do your lifeline.
Mm-hmm. All right. Coming up, second clue for Hughes Clues, your phone calls. And we got to talk about tonight. The Phillies are back home. What will the fan reception be like at Citizens Bank Park? And what should it sound like? That's next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
94 WIP.
Feel like the music has a message. Like the feels a little
the music usually has a message.
A little melancholy today, huh?
What do you want today?
I mean, not upbeat. Listen, we got a baseball game to play tonight. Well, we gotta get back on the right track. We ain't got time. Like what they say, in the first Predator movie, when Jesse the Body Ventura was like, I ain't got time to bleed. Ain't got time to bleed, dog. We got a game to play.
We haven't had a Jesse the Body Ventura reference in a while around here. Yeah, you're acting, this is company man stuff. You're like Topper and Schwarber. Oh, I got a game tomorrow. Why'd you win one point last night?
Why are you mad at me for what just happened? I didn't get my ass kicked last night or the last 3 days.
Why am I mad at you? People are mad at me as if I lost the game.
You know, I wish you did.
Wait a minute. Now you wish your ass whooped was on me?
Yeah, I'm just... That was a little harsh.
That was a lot. It was. All right. Speaking of a lot, let's discuss what this reaction is going to be tonight for the Phillies. We went back to all your phone calls, 215-592-9494. All right, Phillies back at home tonight. The Atlanta Braves are in. By the way, your favorite pitcher is pitching for the Braves tonight, Cal Quantrill. He called Cy Quantrill last year. Anyway, they're back at home. They're playing the Braves. I'm going to ask two questions. What will be the reaction? What should be the reaction to the Phillies tonight? And when I say this, I mean the initial reaction. If they go up 7-0, everyone's going to cheer. If they go down 7-0, people are going to be annoyed. We know that. When they walk out, when they run out in the field tonight, the reaction should be your typical regular, let's go get them, guys, cheers?
Yes.
Or a hearty boo?
No, let's go get them.
Stop, dude. Come on.
It has to be, man. We can't, listen. We can't dwell on the past now.
Sure we can.
The past was yesterday.
We can't do that. What's it called? The 24-hour rule? We got to let it go. And I know it ain't been 24 hours.
Hold on. Game starts at 6:40.
Listen, as soon as it came out my mouth.
23 hours and counting. Boo the hell out of
it. As soon as it came out my mouth, I knew I screwed up.
All right. So let him off the hook. Douglas over here says.
I'm not letting him off the hook. What are we going to do? We are trying to salvage the rest of this, right? We still got a lot of baseball left to be played, man. Geez. That's
company man. Let him off the hook, Douglas. Kyle, what are you thinking?
Well, I'm not often like this.
Yeah.
I need it to be toxic in there. Like, I need them to feel what we just went through for three games. And I don't want to hear don't give me the crap about they're up four games. They're still leading the division. Shut up. That was a disgrace what they just put us through over these last three games. So I want to throw it right back in their face. They need to know when they walk on that field that we, as Philadelphians, do not accept the product that they just put out.
All right. While I agree with you, Kyle, and I think it would be an appropriate
that's the end of it.
It would be an appropriate poo. I do have to ask this question. Do you think this group can handle that? Let's just unpack it for a little bit. This is a group that is led by players that are typically loved here. Bryce Harper is loved here. Okay? Schwarber is loved here. Trey Turner, even though a lot of his career here has been below what we thought, got a standing ovation. Castellanos is in his feelings every day. Do you think they would handle an opening game boo well? If they're down 7-0, they know how it works. They'll be booed and they'll move on. If they get booed when they take the field tonight, do you think this group will handle that well? Because I don't.
That's a good question, Joe. I'm going to say yeah. I'll say yeah. Because, and I'm not harping on this. I'm not. But they're a little tone deaf. The fact that you rolled out the rivalry pack kind of makes me feel like...
Well, Bryce is tone deaf for that.
Well, I think that Bryce is one of the people in the locker room that makes it go.
Well, that's true.
I think so because of what Kyle said last night.
I just think if they get booed to start the game, right? They run on the field and they get booed tonight. They will be asked about it after the game. You can't avoid it. It's not like a home run goes out of the park, everyone boos. No one asks about that. They will be asked, win or lose after the game, what was your reaction to getting booed?
Good. Got to tell you, not my problem.
Do you think they will handle it well? I think they'll be upset.
Don't care.
I know you don't. And you don't have to because you're anyone going to the game tonight has a right to boo or cheer. I'm never going to tell anyone not to boo.
No, this is about me.
I'm just saying I could see them being not taking it well. They strike me as so fragile right now coming off of this series. Again, I think the boo is warranted. If you want to boo, boo the hell out of them. I just think they're going to clap back at us after the game if we boo them.
I'm strongly considering going just to boo.
I think you should. Yeah. I think it's good for the show. Go out there. go boo them.
A little tired.
from all the agita you had last night, you was a little stressed out last night, huh? Just a little bit.
Kyle's going to need a nap after the show today.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, this one is a lot. All right. 215-592-9494. Last question. Do you actually think they're getting booed tonight? But loud enough for me to hear on my TV.
Mm-mm.
I don't think so either.
I don't think
so. Now, Kyle might lead a charge, but I'm trying. I'm doing my best. It's not. I'd be surprised.
It all depends on how this game goes.
No, I mean the boo when they run on the field.
Oh, no. But it's a chance they might get booed as the game
goes. We get the reverse ovation. I get a documentary.
The jeer that turned around the season.
Yeah.
Well, it was around this time. It was August.
Right.
I mean, maybe every August we just need a new tactic.
Do the Mets play tonight? Who do they
have? They play the Marlins for four at home.
Oh, awesome.
So. And they just got dragged by the Braves.
But wait, shouldn't the Phillies beat the Braves like a drum, too?
The Marlins, but they scored like, 25 runs in the last
don't
three
give
games?
Me Atlanta, Douglas, over here. That team stinks.
I am not giving you – didn't the Mets look like they were –
No. Well, the Mets were playing poorly, but at least they were – Mets are a good team.
Yeah, they were really.
Yeah. I got to tell you. Had it up to here.
What
with you today?
What did I do?
I just don't want to hear. Hey, the Braves scored a lot of runs last night.
Can anybody see that? Not like your parachutes do. I had it up to here with you. I'm just saying. I don't think they're going to lose tonight. I don't think they're going to lose.
Well, they face a pitcher with a 5.51 ERA.
They better not lose tonight.
The next two nights they face Cal Quantrill, who's bounced around the league a couple times now, and Bryce Elder, who always gets rocked by the Phillies. Wasn't Elder the guy that pitched on that Friday night in Atlanta in June where Trey hit a pair of home runs? They hit him. They scored a million runs. The next two nights, the Phillies need to get right against this Braves team. They need to. All right, Will in the Northeast is up. Hey, Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing?
What's up, Will?
Hey, Will, what's up?
Hey, Hugh, I ain't going front, man. Sometime when you write, you're right. I can't argue that.
Drunk Uncle at the barbecue.
I mean, because, like, you made some facts, man. But I wouldn't want to make matters worse, right, with the booing. You know what I'm saying? We still got games to play, and we still got a World Series to win. But one thing I want to say, they should all give all the fans donuts, because that's what they walked away with yesterday, right? And the whole thing is that losing mentality, that's what really struck me. There's no heartbeat. The winning mentality is flatlining. I mean, they don't have nothing in the locker room. That's why I keep telling you, man, the energy that I bring, they need me in that locker room, bro. And you keep thinking I'm saying it to be saying it. I really mean it. Because they don't have no spark. They don't have no life in them, man. It's like they walked away and said, all right, we got more games to play. That is true. But the whole thing is, you don't walk and leave a game like that. You let a rookie, like plow you like that. You know, when I looked at game, it looked like the Fritz and Joe Brink.
You say plow you?
That's what it reminded me of.
Oh, God.
Giving up. He just gave up. Wow. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So it's just like, come on, man. Let's get it back together. And I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to do the huge clue. You know, another thing that I think is happening, you know, with that platoon stuff, okay, it worked in the beginning. All right, it's time to get rid of that. You got to let Castellanos, Kepler, you got to let these dudes go ahead and you know, get their hitting back up in order. And, you know, get back acquainted to playing, man. You can't keep sitting these dudes out. And everybody keep coming on Castellanos. He's the same dude that carried these dudes 2 seasons, man.
He carried them for two seasons, Will. What carry
two
who?
Two.
But yeah, Will, I mean, Will, we could be real, though. He's been horrendous the last few months.
He's been horrendous. Why? Because they started that platoon stuff. He's not used to that. Yeah, he didn't just fill
it. But so he earned it. But, Will, they can't just keep running him out there if he doesn't get any hits. They got to make it. They got to put someone else out there.
So every year we left him out here, what did he do?
Well, but he's worse now. I mean, I think the reality is he's declining as a player. I mean, he looks like...
That.
Yeah, I mean, he just doesn't... Like, 3 years ago, he was a better player. All right, what do you got, Will? What's your guess for Hughes Clues?
I can admit that, man, yeah. But all right. So, hey, Hugh.
Yo, man.
I think you may... I may be in your brain today. I don't know, but maybe I'm wrong. How about Bruce Willis?
Oh, that's
Bruce
not
Willis,
a bad one.
Very big in the 90s. That's not it, though. Will, we appreciate the phone call. We've got some good guesses. Well, we had Bill Clinton. We had Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
These are big in the 90s, but that's not yet it. All right, let's go to Frank in Wilmington. I want to talk about the boo tonight. What's up, Frank?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Frank.
I believe we should absolutely boo them, but I'm going to be a little bit more explanatory about it. First of all, Hugh, I want to say, because you were right about the rivalry colors, but because they didn't win any games, y'all got to boo Bryce extra hard because there was no point in wearing the Mets colors if he wasn't going to show up to the series. You could have just stayed home for all that. So he got to get double booed like every time he goes to bat. Two, I'm all about booing Trey Turner anytime he comes to the plate. I don't think we should ever sign him. I don't think we should ever trade it for him. And having a no trade clause in his contract for 10 years is reason enough for me to boo because we're stuck with him. You boo him because you lose to a division rival. You boo him because you got swept by a division rival. You boo him because you got swept by a division rival at their home stadium in the middle of a heated playoff race when they were under 10 games behind you and it made it closer. There's multiple reasons to boo here. I don't want to hear about let's not boo them because, you know, they got a lot of games to play. That's fine. This is your job. This is your professional baseball player. You know there's 162 games every year. You know you got division rivals, and you know you have to win key games. These are three key games they had to win, and they lost them, and they played like crap. Like, they were the flattest I've seen them play, especially coming off of that huge Seattle series last week. They ended up coming out super flat. So, no, they don't get to be cheered. They don't get the silent treatment. You boo them. You boo them with the full-throated boo of a Philadelphia fan that has been – for a team that has suffered 10,000 losses. That's
damn
what
right.
to happen.
Damn right.
Make them feel – and Frank, I think it would be – of all the times we've talked about this, like who deserves a boo, who doesn't, that performance of all the three games, last night was one that they deserve to get booed for. That was gross. That rookie pitcher has been up in the big leagues for 2.5 weeks, and he mowed through them as if they didn't want to be there.
So to give them a fair assessment about that, that happens to a lot of teams in MLB. You get a brand new pitcher, you've never seen him before, you don't know what his stuff is going to be. So there is margin for error there. But again, professionals, you can't just go five hits through. You can't scatter five hits through nine innings. You got to see the pitches. You got to take a couple walks. You got to see some stuff. So,
yeah, zero walks last night. Zero walks last night is just it tells me they didn't give a crap. I mean, you can't walk zero times.
Also, I want to say, Joe, I know the other day I was hard on you about you jinxed the team. Mm-hmm. And, like, normally I would let up.
Frank, don't do that, Frank. Don't give him an out.
Hold on. for you. I said, normally I would let up, but honestly, you don't deserve it because you were too cocky about us being sweeping the thing and it was all over.
You're egging him on?
Well, I kind of, because
he jumped on me the other day, so it's your turn.
You deserved it.
I know that we don't play the games the players do, but as an athlete, superstitions are real. You might not want to believe it, but if somebody comes out and says, we're going to win the whole thing, 99% of the time you don't win the whole thing because it's a superstition. Just like when the broadcaster jinx exists for no-hitters and perfect games and things like that.
This it's not real.
Hit a home run and last, you know, 20. It's not real, but Joe deserves all the blame.
Okay.
So I'm going to give it to him anyway.
I got you.
And that's where we
I respect that, actually.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, I think jinxes are silly, but I
not
brought
your fault,
this,
but screw you anyway.
Yeah, I brought this on myself, so I'll wear it, Frank. I got to wear this as the, you know, until this division is wrapped up either way. All right, Frank, what do you got for us for the guest for Hughes Clues?
So this was the most obscure clue I've ever heard because the 90s was a massive decade. It wasn't even a hint about
see,
music.
See, Frank, you ain't got to poke holes in my clues, dog. Just give your guess.
He does.
I want to say Jerry Springer.
Damn, that's a good guess.
The 90s was wild. Frank,
yeah,
that's not
that,
it.
That's a good guess.
Good
though,
phone call. Don't
Frank
appreciate it.
Frank came at both of us.
I know. Frank's, I got to tell you, Frank's rising up the list of callers. Frank's good.
Frank kind of flamed both of us.
I know.
I don't know if I like that.
I like him as a caller. Don't love that I'm getting blamed for all the losses. But again, it happens. All right, let's grab Mario in Northeast Philly. What's up, Mario?
Yo, what up?
Mario, what's going on, buddy?
What up, you?
What's going up, man?
On?
How you doing, man?
Chilling, talking about, yo, Joe, I told you last week when you were talking that talk, you were talking big talk about the Phillies on the win streak.
Yep.
And I told you whoop-de-doo. I wasn't worrying about that because they fooled me once and I ain't falling for it again. So that was embarrassing last night. And they probably going to lose tonight. Honestly, I think they lose tonight.
Well, we got real trouble if they can't beat the Braves. I mean, they got to come home and win. I would say I want three of these games against the Braves this weekend. Otherwise, because the Mets play the Marlins, Mario, I don't want to come back in here next week and we're only up one or two. We need wins.
Yeah, I'm just watching the games now. We ain't winning no World Series. But hey, I just want to say, hey, Hugh, you come up in my crib. Cooking like Vim Reigns. I'm taking that pan of hot grease and throwing it right on your big back.
See, hey, first of all, Mario, I'm not a big back. And second of all, nobody else caught the reference but you.
I did. I was like, yo, who come up with my crib cooking like that? I'm sticking both of my dogs on it.
Everybody just kind of looked like, what is he talking about? Yeah, they didn't watch the movie. They didn't watch Baby Boy.
Well, people are Googling it now. Like, what's he saying?
You got to see it, Joe. You never seen Baby Boy?
I haven't, no.
Ving Rhames was in the kitchen cooking bacon. He was just butt-ass naked in front of the kitchen. It went over everybody's head.
Yo, you wild.
I should have told y'all that's what it was.
What
you got?
What you got? What you got?
Hey, I was going to say R. Kelly.
No!
Oh,
what are you doing?
Wow! I mean, listen. It's not a bad guess.
It's not a bad guess. But come on, Mario.
I thought about it too. I said, "F it." I'm gonna say it anyway.
You know what? I appreciate the guess, Mario.
We are
Mario.
Off the rails.
We've gotten there.
I guess when I make a Ving Rhames reference, it's not far fetched to think that that's probably what
now,
I was thinking.
It's not crazy to think that if you come up with a list of things that were big in the 90s, R. Kelly's name would come up. We probably would workshop that before the show and say,
like, probably not R. Kelly.
Let's not do that for four hours.
We tried not to get in trouble. Like, I know sometimes I still end up, getting in trouble. We try not to go all the way in when we do stuff like that.
We do try not to get in trouble, and sometimes we just end up in trouble anyway. All right, 215-592-9494. Hugh, why don't you give everyone a second clue? So Now, it was broad, but I like the first clue. We're getting some fun answers here. So the first clue was big in the 90s, right? This was big in the 90s.
This individual that was big in the 90s made a questionable move yesterday that ran Kyle hot.
All right, so this individual that was big in the 90s made a questionable move that ran Kyle hot. You're like, Kyle got annoyed at this.
Well, that doesn't really narrow it down.
Yeah, I mean, you're annoyed at everybody.
I do get annoyed.
Yeah, pretty easily.
Yeah, but if you've been listening to the show, it kind of,
Okay.
Yeah, I gave you a hell of a clue. That was a hell of a clue.
Yeah, I think people are going to complain about this clue, but I like it anyway. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get back to the phones here. Chuck in Mount Airy, up talking some Phils. Hey, Chuck.
What's up, Joe? What's going on,
hey,
Joe?
Hey, Chuck.
And he was going on.
What's
man?
Up, man?
Listen. Hey, listen, I tell you, hey, Joe, the only thing that's bothering me about you, right, is the fact that you keep straddling on the fence. You don't know whether this team is good or not good. Just stay. Listen, you know in your heart of heart this team is not good enough. Just stay there.
So,
man.
I mean, Chuck, you know what I mean? All right, deep down, I doubt they could win the World Series. I have serious doubts. I know their flaws, and obviously the Wheeler thing. It just hurts to give up. I don't want to give up on them, Chuck, but then this week happens, and I feel like crap because I feel stupid.
Yeah, well, listen, sometimes you got to give up on somebody. And this team right here, if they don't want to fight for themselves, you can't fight for them. This team right here, I tell you, and he don't care. You probably were thinking about Thursday, ain't you? You thinking about the Eagles home opener.
Wait a minute. Why am I catching this stray for just speaking facts on this radio station?
It's annoying.
What do you mean? How is it annoying? Don't you want me to speak the truth?
No. You know, sometimes the thing about the drunk uncle, Hugh, is a lot of times you want the drunk uncle to shut the hell up.
And when he's, but you know, when the drunk uncle's speaking them facts, though, you can't acknowledge the OG's wisdom.
No, because it's really annoying.
Wisdom is strong. Wisdom is strong. Let's not go that far.
Wisdom is right there.
Go ahead, Chuck.
Hey, listen, man. Hey, Hugh, I heard you had some old flame come back yesterday. I was listening, man.
That was an uncomfortable phone call. Yeah. That was real uncomfortable. She married now, though, Chuck.
I enjoyed it personally.
She's married. She's happy. You know, I saw the wedding pictures. You know?
Yeah.
I trolled her page after a while. I didn't know she got married.
Yeah, now we know.
Yeah, he right on Instagram right after that one.
Yeah, I did. I saw the pictures.
Literally, Chuck, I saw him. He did. Right away. Right away.
Hey, listen. About this team, those all jokes aside, I'm not Kyle Schwarber. I would let him walk. I mean, he's been a great Philly, but if this team loses this division, it's not even about making the playoffs at this point. Because I think they're going to lose the division. I think they let the Mets right back in it. They still got the game. They got head on matchups with the Mets, and I don't think the team's going to be the same going into September. The whole month of September. You guys, you see, here's the thing, right? People will really think that this team, you're not supposed to criticize this team, right? You know, people really think and they get mad at you for criticizing this team. But this team, you know, shows no fight at all. They went up there and got humiliated. I mean, washed. Didn't even put up a fight. And here's the thing. You had a chance to put your foot on their necks, and you couldn't get up enough fortitude to pitch your division rival away? Like, and you think this is a team that's going to go in the playoffs and win baseball series? I mean, it's not happening. It's not happening. They're going to be one and done in the playoffs if they do make the playoffs. And I don't think they're going to win the division. They're going to flip-flop with the Mets, you know, and probably make it as a wild card. But they're going to be out. This team don't have enough heart, man. And the thing about it is with Schwarber, it's not that he had a bad season. But, I mean, a meaningful moment, I mean, against the Mets, a team that's your division rival, when has he ever shown up?
It's been years. Years. I mean, and it's been never up there, it seems like, at Citi Field. Chuck, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Hugh's Clues?
I'm going to go with Geraldo.
Geraldo Rivera.
Yeah, he got beat up.
It's a good guess, Chuck. We appreciate it. Not it, but Geraldo's a good one.
He's had some controversial moments in his life. He got beat up. The Al Capone vault.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When he opened the vault.
Yep. He's...
Then when the wrestler slapped him,
he stayed famous, but he kind of flipped around what he does, right? Like he went more political, I think, than he talk show. I don't know, but his name has been out there a long time. He was very big in the 90s. 215-592-9494. All right, your guess is for Hugh's Clues with your calls on the Phillies. How are you feeling today? Are they going to be okay? Who's more to blame, the Phillies or me, for this week? Obviously, a lot of people believe it's me, and I got to wear that. And how should they be received tonight? Booze? Support? What do you think?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs.
Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Today's show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Boy, it's getting darker as we go through this day.
Five
it's
hits.
Getting a little darker.
No walks last night. It's dark, Hugh. It is dark. Welcome back. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. As we react to a disaster up in New York, I'm embarrassed personally. I'm embarrassed for the Phillies. I just, that series was all of our worst nightmares, and it played out just like many people thought it could. Hugh Douglas, of course, you know, peacocking around here, I told you so this morning. Where do you come down on the Phillies? What should that reaction be at the stadium tonight? And are they going to be okay? All right, quickly before we get back to the phone lines here, little Eagles announcement this morning. I know people always wait for this and wonder when they're going to be. Hugh, we got the announcement from the Eagles on which games they're going to wear the Kelly green this year.
Okay.
So this year is a little twist. Unless I'm forgetting, I believe every time they've worn the Kelly green, have we done this now for the last 2 years? I think it debuted in 23.
Mm-hmm.
So we did it in 23. We did it in 24. This will be year three with the Kelly greens as an alternative jersey. The Eagles have three games this year, and from my memory, all the other ones have all been home games. This mm-hmm. year, we're getting two home games with the Kelly green, but also a road game.
Okay.
So they're going to wear the Kelly greens at home in week 8 against the Giants.
I had a feeling it was going to be the Giants.
At home in week 18 against the Commanders, which could be obviously huge for the division title mm-hmm. if it comes down to the final game. They're also going to wear them on the road, week 12 at Dallas.
I have, yeah, that's pretty cool.
So they're wearing them for all three of the six NFC East games.
Okay, that'll be nice.
Now that's a rivalry pack, right?
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's what you do. You yes. wear the colors that the throwback colors.
Yeah, the people like the colors.
Yeah, the color. Yeah.
All right. So week 8, week 12, week 18, and week 8 and week 18 at home for the Kelly green this year for the Phillies. All right, let's go back to the phones here. We got to deal with this again. This is three straight days we're doing this. Dom, the Mets fan, is up on WIP. Hey, Dom.
Hey, how's it going now? Hey,
it's,
Kyle.
It's not going well.
Selection on the music, man. That's about the only good thing you do.
Taking shots. All right, Dom, what do you got?
All right, before you hang up on me like you always do, let me cook a little bit
mm-hmm,
here, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, first of all, how classless are the Phillies fan base to boo their team after losing three games? Come on.
Classless? No, that's not classless. It's warranted. Did you see that nonsense last night?
I mean, BTA, I know. I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
Put the whooping on them. Hugh, you were talking about clapping back, right?
Something to that effect. What about it?
You know what else claps back? The Phillies' cheeks whenever they played a Mets.
That wasn't good.
Yeah. That wasn't a good one.
Yeah.
But
we got to do better.
Yeah.
Now, I want you to double down on this, Joe. You said the division's over. You still feel that way?
The Phillies are still going to win the division. I mean, over now feels like a weird way to frame it, considering it's a race, and it's going to probably be a race the whole way. I still believe the Phillies are going to win the division. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'll check back in at the end of September.
Well, I mean, everyone else will. I mean, you think people are going to let me forget this if they blow it? I mean, my face is going to be attached to this dumb division if we don't win it. So I get it. And, Dom, we appreciate the phone call. I still think they're going to win the division.
You know, Dom kind of stinks.
Well, of course he does. And we've had, it's the Phillies' fault that we've had to hear from him three straight days. He's not calling after Phillies wins.
No, he's kind of brutal.
Yeah, no, he's brutal. He thinks he's funny too. He stinks. All right, let's go to Kay in Cherry Hill. What's up, Kay?
Hey, Kay.
I'm gonna need a second for this one, Joe. But not so long ago, I remember having a putrid team. So I appreciate having a competitive playoff team, and that's what we have right now. And I don't judge playoff teams during the regular season, but this series was a glimpse into the playoffs. And like I said before, when I called y'all early in the season, I said this is a see-what-you-got year. And we see what we got. The roster is flawed. And I mean, Trey, we know you're not going to make the play in the hole for $300 million. We already know that. But get your jersey dirty for the kids in the stands. The effort, you can give $300 million effort. We know you're not going to make the play. And, I mean, the pitchers have to be perfect because the ball to the left side of our infield is like, you don't need – first play of the series. Trey couldn't make a routine play there.
Yep.
And, I mean, it's a see what you got here. Like I said before, Dombrowski, you are on your clock, on the clock at the last out. Soon as it's over, get to work. You got a head start now because we know the roster is flawed. He's gotta become a left fielder. I mean, the last game, soon as the season's over, Trey, you gotta start taking balls in left. We gotta get a shortstop, a World Series shortstop, because I mean, it's hard to watch him and then you watch Lindor turn those plays out there. And I mean, you know, I like Topper. He's doing, you know, what he can with what he's got, but you know, our roster has to change. We're a playoff team. We'll go there, but I think we know. And then losing Wheeler, it makes it tough to go with it. So, like I said before, it's a see what you got year. I think we know what we got. And we'll go to the playoffs, but we're getting a little glimpse of what it's going to look like at the end.
Well, it feels like that, unfortunately. It does, Kay. All right, Kay, what do you got for your guess for Hughes Clues?
I'm going to go with Martin Lawrence.
Martin Lawrence. We've got some big guesses
here. Yeah, that big time right there.
Not it, Kay. Martin, was that... Did he peak? Did it end in the 90s?
Well, no, in the 90s, I think.
Well, that's when the show
was
out, right, Martin? That was the show, Martin, early 90s.
He had a situation where, I think it was in the 90s, where he wore a sweat top and he fell out or something like that because he was trying to drop some weight or something. There was some controversy he had behind that, but no, it wasn't him.
I just feel like Martin Lawrence, it kind of ended after the 90s. Like, I know he's still done some things in movies.
Yeah.
But, like, he was a star.
Yeah,
in the early
90s. He was definitely big time.
He was big time, and then it kind of fell off. That's a good guess. That is not it, though. All right. We got a lot to discuss here coming up. We'll get everyone's phone calls on the Phillies. And I want to throw something out because clearly many people out there are either frustrated with me or think I'm to blame for the Phillies. So now, you know what? I planted my flag on Monday. I just replanted it because our caller asked me to do it. I still believe the Phillies are going to win the division. So now we're going to throw it out to everyone else. Do people think they're going to blow this thing? They're four up. I still believe they're going to win the division. We'll discuss it, their odds to win it, where they're at right now in the standings, and kind of how this is going to play out over the next few weeks. 215-592-9494. That is how you join us. It is the Midday Show. And apparently there was a shot fired at me by a fellow Midday host on WFAN up in New York. What's going on there? We'll hear that as well. Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving you a reason to lock into the college football season. Right now, new customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if your bet wins. That's right. Bet $5 on any bet. And if you win, you'll walk away with $300 in bonus bets to use all over the app. You can use those bonus bets on week one lines, Heisman futures, over-unders, player props, whatever you got circled on the college football calendar. FanDuel's easy to use, safe, and when you win, you get paid instantly. No waiting around, no hassle, just straight to your account. So if you've got a team, a take, or a gut feeling before kickoff, now's the time to back it. Head to FanDuel.com/GIGLIO and sign up to get started. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.